Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So how often do you go in and listen or ask questions and listen to what your pharmacist has to say about prescriptions and supplements and how to take it? I do believe that's a resource that we are not utilizing enough. And my guest, Marijke Verroman-Durning, she's a registered nurse and a health writer. She reminded me in the last segment that the pharmacist is a healthcare provider and we need to see them that way. Marijke, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you.
So I just went to your site, justtherightdose.com, all one word, and I like it. I like your site. It's nice and simple, lots of good colors, big words. It seems simple, and I think that's important. Again, let me go ahead and just tell us a little bit about, again, the inspiration for the book.
The book was really driven by the need that I noticed that people just don't have the resources to understand the different medications that they're taking, the medicines that they're taking, or they're giving to other people, like parents or older parents, their children or older parents. We often, you know, take medications for granted because, you know, we all take antibiotics or we take pain relievers, but to understand what they can do and things like that, it's very important, starting from the very beginning, because the book starts with what your prescription should say. You can help prevent medicine errors by knowing exactly what you're supposed to be taking. So if the doctor writes your prescription and you look at the prescription and you can understand it, then when you go to the pharmacy to get it filled, because we're all humans, we all make mistakes, right? So if you know what you're supposed to be getting and why you're supposed to be getting it and then how to take the medicine properly, then you're really lowering the risks of having errors and unfortunate circumstances.
And listen, this, you know, Marijke, this is coming at a great time because, you know, over the past 2 or 3 years, we've been seeing the numbers. We're talking, you know, thousands and thousands of deaths from prescription medication errors, right? I mean, this is coming at a great time. Now, right on your site, it says, our goal, take the guesswork out of your prescriptions, from what the prescription says and how to take medications properly to how to dispose of any unused medication. So maybe we can come to that question if we have some time at the end here. Let's get to the pharmacist again and questions we should be asking the pharmacist. How important is it to ask about generic brands versus a brand name drug?
Generic brands can save a lot of money. And for people who are on very tight budgets or with difficult situations, that's a huge issue. People need to know that generic brands are as safe and as good as brand names in most situations. There is the odd medicine that your body does better with the brand name. I've heard of several cases of people who are taking thyroid medicines and seizure medications, and their body is used to the trade drug that they have been taking all along, and the switch to generics is a little bit too difficult for them. Because the thing is, between trade brand drugs and generic drugs, they are identical with the medicinal ingredients, but generic drugs can use a different color dye, a different type of binder, and that might slightly change the effect of the drug. But the majority of the time, that's not an issue. You can buy brand name Tylenol, or you can buy store brand acetaminophen generic. It's the same thing. So generally, you can save a considerable amount of money by using the generic drug over the brand drug.
Yeah, and you know, from a medical doctor perspective, Marijke, if there is a generic version, I've never had a problem with my patients using that generic version. What about and this is something that I find it, because I actually think this is an educational opportunity really for the physician in the room, but I know a lot of physicians, when they first write that prescription, don't really talk about this. What about asking about, you know, when will I see a result or an effect from this medication? Are we asking that question enough?
I don't think we are. And, you know, you're being rushed out of the doctor's office because, understandably, there's a lot of people who want the doctor's attention as well. And it's sometimes not something that people think to ask. So that is something you can ask the pharmacist as well. Different medicines obviously have different timelines. If you take antibiotics, you tend to start feeling better 24 to 48 hours later, in my experience. Pain relief should be pretty quick, But other types of medicines, you might not be able to tell if they're working properly or not right away. So that's the kind of question you should be asking. And then if you're not getting the relief or you're not seeing the results that you should be seeing within a certain amount of time, then you probably need to have that prescription revisited. Or maybe you just have a situation where it's taking it longer to kick in, but the doctor should know.
Yes. What about missing a dose? Or traveling? You know, I travel a lot, and even just with my supplements and stuff, I forget. You know, traveling just messes up your schedule, right? I mean, so it's just hard to remember, right? So what about that? What happens if somebody does miss a dose? What will most pharmacists tell you is the right thing to do?
Well, that's a good question to ask the pharmacist when you get your medication. Just say, you know, if I miss a dose, if I forget, because it's very common. We all forget to take medicine once in a while. And then depending on how often you have to take the medicine and what it's for, they'll give you good direction. Often the recommendation will be take it as soon as you remember that you've forgotten it, as long as it's not too close to the next dose, because you never, never want a double dose unless you've been told it's okay to do that. Sometimes, you know, if you've forgotten the dose, there's nothing you can do to make up for it. If it starts to happen more than once or twice, if it starts to happen too often, then you have to start thinking about setting up a better system to help you remember, whether it's using your smartphone, alarms, reminders of some sort, notes on the fridge, whatever would work for you. But if you are forgetting your doses regularly, then you're going to have to find some sort of system that'll help you remember to take them.
There's a lot of apps out there now, too, that help, right? A lot of smartphone apps and stuff, yeah.
And there can also be visual clues. If it's safe, if you don't have young children in the house or young children visiting, then if you take your medicine at night, you can maybe leave it on your bedside table. If you take it first thing in the morning, maybe you can leave it on the kitchen table beside your coffee mug. So you could use visual clues like that, but again, you have to keep in mind safety. If you're a grandparent and your grandchildren are going to visit, you really want to make sure that that's not going to be within their reach.
How important is it to ask the pharmacist about how to store medications? Because I think most people just throw all their medicines, no matter what it is, in that same medicine cabinet, don't they?
And that's maybe not always the right thing. Yeah. The medicine cabinet in the bathroom is the worst place you can leave your medicine. Whoever invented that. it's humid in there. It's not a good place for medicine. A cool, dark place is usually the best place to store a medication, but that's something, again, you should speak with your pharmacist, because sometimes you need to keep it in the fridge. There are certain liquids, usually antibiotics, that they want you to keep in the fridge. Some suppositories you may have to. Medicines even come in darker color containers, you know, like the yellowish, brownish containers, because you don't want them exposed to light. So it should say on the box or on the container, and the pharmacist should tell you if there's anything specific, but don't leave them in the bathroom. Don't put them in the medicine cabinet in the bathroom.
It's that, you're right. I think it was more of a, because maybe it was a compliance thing. People will remember more if they see it in the bathroom, but you're right. It's not the greatest environment. What about side effects? When you get prescriptions now, right, that usually comes with about a 50-page book listing every single side effect that's ever happened, you know, even if we don't know it was the drug that caused it. I mean, they have to list every adverse effect. Maybe right. The pharmacist is a good person to say, okay, now here's a whole list of side effects. Come on, what are the common ones? They'll be able to help with that, right?
Yeah, and the mild side effects sometimes can be helped by tweaking when you take your medicine or how you take your medicine. So if you have, you know, nausea or constipation or diarrhea or you're drowsy or you're hyperstimulated or have any of those more common ones, discuss it with your pharmacist before deciding that this drug isn't for you, because it may just be adjusting when you take it. For example, if a medicine makes you very drowsy, if there's no reason why you shouldn't take it at night, then maybe that's the best time to take it. So,
right. So we're going to have to leave it there, Marijke. What an awesome book, Just the Right Dose. You can go check it out at justtherightdose.com. Marijke, thank you so much for coming on and talking about this important topic. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.